Parshas B'Shalach, Tovshin Ayin Hey. We always like to comment how the year is running along. So here we are, Shabbos Shira, big Shabbos, Shabbos Shira. Someone was actually ma'ir to me today. Somebody mentioned the fact that from now until Shavuos, you do not have 2 weeks that go by without us celebrating something. And we're on a straight line to Shavuos now. If you count in Rosh Chodesh, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Shavuos, a week later. So we really got a lot of big stuff coming up and a lot of good reason to be happy, but we have to know what we have to be happy about. Shabbos Shira. We've spoken about this many times, that the week of Parshas B'Shalach is called Shabbos Shira. But what is Shira? Why do we call this week Shabbos Shira? Of course, the simple reason is because the Shira, Shiras Hayam, Kriyas Yamsuf, exists in this week's Parsha. It's brought down from the Rishna, the Nesiv HaSholem brings down from the Rishna, that just like the Zman of the year, the time of the year, is Ma'orer, the Kriya that we read that week, in other words, when it comes Pesach time, we read our Kriya in the Torah, is we read about Pesach. It comes to Sukkot, we're in that Zman of Sukkot, the Zman of Sukkot, that time of the year. So we read about Sukkot, the portion of the Torah that speaks about the Yom Tovim, that speaks about Sukkot. So the Rishna says, not only is the Zman Ma'orer, the Kriya that we read, but it works the other way around too. The Kriya that we read, when we read a certain Parsha in the Torah, the Kriya that we read influences the time, the Zman. So it works both ways. We know very well that the Zman tells us what we read in the Torah, like we just said. Whatever time of the year it is, of Yontif, that's what we read in the Torah. It works the other way around also. When we read something in the Torah, like this week's Parsha, something special, Parshas B'Shalach, and Shabbos Shira, when we read something special in the Torah, that influences that time. In other words, there are certain special hashpois at that time of the year. And when we read through these parshias that we are reading through right now, the parshias of Geulas Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Ma'orer, says the Rishna, it's Ma'orer, then Siva Shalom brings it down, it's Ma'orer, these hashpois, this geula right now in the ear, there's the hashpois that we're at Kriyas Yamsuf, the fact that we're reading it in this week's Parsha, there are certain things that are in the air that are tangible, that we can grab onto and we can actually accomplish because we are reading about Kriyas Yamsuf this week, because we call it Shabbos Shira. It's said over from the Rav Shitza, I know we're bringing down a lot of beautiful things this week from different Rabbonim and Rebbes, but it's brought down that one time on Shabbos, Parsha's boy, that he began to recite Hallel. And I don't know if they stopped him, or I don't know if they wanted to stop him. I didn't get that far into the Maisa what happened, but the bottom line is, he was feeling the light of Pesach. When we were reading Parsha's boy, there was Geula in the air, so he felt that it was Pesach. He felt that it was time to recite the Hallel. Again, I don't know the end of the story. I don't know. Everybody's going to start declaring brachas, no brachas. They let him finish. Okay, that was not the point of this story right now. So when it comes to this week, says the Nesiv HaSholem, it is called Shabbos Shira. A Shabbos where we know it says that Rasa Shivcha Alayam, that a maidservant who was at Kriyas Yamsuf was able to see bigger Nevi'as than Yecheskel Hanavi. There was such great eye-opening things were happening at Kriyas Yamsuf that a maidservant was able to see at that time more than Yecheskel Hanavi was ever able to see. In other words, he had the capability to raise yourself to a very, very high level. And this Madrega of Shira is an extremely, extremely high Madrega, says in the Nesiv HaSholem. The Mefarshim tell us that Chizkiyah HaMelech was really roy to be Mashiach. And do you know why Chizkiyah HaMelech did not end up being Mashiach? Because Chizkiyah HaMelech did not sing Shira at the downfall of Sancherib. When there was the downfall of Sancherib, Chizkiah really should have picked him up, picked himself up and sang Shira. And he didn't sing Shira, so he lost the status of possibly being Mashiach. And what does Shira express? Shira expresses the thought and the feeling of joy, says the Nesiv HaShalom, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is perfectly good. When we come to that realization that everything up to this point and everything that Hashem does for us is good, that's what Shira is. You know, and I was thinking to myself today that, you know, why does a person get up and start singing and dancing when you're happy? When you're extremely happy, when you're elated, why do you get up? Nobody ever taught you that. Nobody had to ever tell you that when you are happy, get up and sing. It's an emotion. It's a very, very spiritual emotion. It's a reaction. It's something inside our neshama that's there. And that's when we sense that something is extremely, extremely good. And the Nesiv HaShalom says it's when we sense that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us is good. And that's the level that Klal Yisrael reached at Kriyas Yam Suf. They had the realization at that point, after Mitzrayim and after the Shibud and after everything that happened to them in Mitzrayim, they realized that everything that transpired through the entire Golos Mitzrayim was for their good. They brought down this high madrega of realization and to Shira, they brought it down to the world so we could tap into that now. Every door from then on, and us included, can tap into that. When you realize that it's good and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you is good, when you realize that, you tap into it and you have Shira. And it might be a good time, this week is a good time, because we have the Kriya, and the Kriya is Mo'er D'Zman, like we said. So it's a good time for every person to really reflect and look back and see and appreciate how everything and all the things that we thought in our lives and all the things and places that we thought we were and that we would be and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, if we look back, we appreciate and we see how everything led us to the point where we are right now, how everything is working out for the best. And we have to think about that, and we have to get up. And inside our neshama selites, I don't know if you're going to get up and dance in your dining room, living room. Maybe you will, if you're holding on that madrega. But inside, we have to have that feeling. And really, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, we have this high madrega of Shira every Shabbos. Maybe not on the madrega of Kriyas Yam Suf, but we have it in every Shabbos. We say in the davening, Uvayoyim Hashvi'i Mishabeach Ve'oimer Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos. On Shabbos, we have a Neshama Yisera. And Neshama Yisera elevates our entire body. We are so elevated by the Neshama Yisera, we're elevated spiritually, that we lose our sense of Gashmias. And we're Zoicha to bask in the light of Hashem every Shabbos. So you know what we do? We say in the davening, Meshabeach v'oimer, Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos. When we reach such a high spiritual level of getting to Neshama Yisera, we don't even know why, but we feel on such a high madrega, we get up and we sing every Shabbos. Like the Pasuk says, "Bikarasa la Shabbos oineg, oz tisana gal Hashem." That's when we reach that high level of enjoyment. Through Shabbos, we reach the ultimate level, the hatova of oz tisana gal Hashem. And that is Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos. We say on every Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos, Toiv Lahoidos Lashem Ulizamer. We're thanking Hashem. And once we thank Hashem and we realize that everything is good, that's when we start to sing, Toiv Lahoidos Lashem Ulizamer. We reach the Madrega of Shira. And we're so focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Gashmias. You have to peel away all the Gashmias and all the things that we suppose and that we think are supposed to be good. Once we get past all of that and we focus on the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually doing to us and for us, then we sing out. And that could really be only on Shabbos. Because the rest of the week we're shackled to our physical beings. We're shackled to all the Gashmias pursuits and things that we run after and all the physical needs and all the physical things of our guf. We're so focused on that. It comes to Shabbos, Neshama Yisera, we're able to focus. Toiv l'hoides l'Hashem ul'zamer. And then we start to sing. But during the week, we're constrained. And that explains, says the Nesiv HaShalom, why it's Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. You ever realize we say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, and it does not talk about Shabbos at all. Look at that kapitel of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Odes Hashem. There's nothing about Shabbos in there. So what is this Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? Zok the Nesiv HaShalom, a beautiful pshat. Because that Mizmor is all about recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of good. You look through all the psukim over there, it keeps telling us how good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. How good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us now, and how good, I see the smiles on everybody's faces, the hot, the delicious challah just came into the room, and everybody's enjoying it, but they were already smiling before from the Dvar Torah. But when we see on the Shabbos that in all the psukim, we see in the psukim here, in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, talking about the good that Hashem does, that's Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about, because Shabbos is about recognizing all the good that's done for us. So let's look at this week's Shabbos, the last 2 minutes of the Shiri. I want to discuss the unbelievably high and spiritual and beautiful opportunity we have this Shabbos starting tomorrow night. On Shabbos Shira, we have a double Shira. We have a Shira about Kriyas Yamsuf in Oz Yashir. We have that Shira. And then we have Shira, the fact that Shabbos alone is all about singing out, which we just mentioned. The double Shira. We have our every week Shabbos. We're already on a high level, a level of appreciation, a level of Tov L'Hoydes L'Hashem. And then we have a special level of the Kriyas Yamsuf for this week. Zok Nesiv HaShalom, if we're saying that the Kriya is Ma'orer, the Zman, then this week is a tremendous big Segula. Everybody loves Segulas. You like Segulas more than other things too sometimes. But this week, says the Nesiv HaShalom, is a tremendous Segula to elevate yourself to the level of Shira. We have the Shira of Shabbos, and we have the Shira of Shira Sayyam. And in general, it's not just Shira this week. Being that we have Shabbos and that, it's like a level of Shir HaShirim, says the Nesiv HaShalom. The song of songs, the song of all songs. It's a very, very special week also. We're coming up this week on Tuesday night. We're coming Wednesday. Is going to be Tu B'Shvat also. Tu B'Shvat is also about thanking Hashem, understanding that what we had from the past year, it's a cutoff date of Maisris, which we spoke about last year, I believe, that that's the date that you have to pay up your Maisris from before. But what it's all about is really appreciation. Appreciation what Hashem has given to you, Tu B'Shvat. Make sure to pay up on that day. So between Shabbos and Shabbos Shira and Tu B'Shvat and all these things coming our way this week, it's time to be happy and be happy spiritually and be happy and to reflect on the beautiful, beautiful things that Hashem gives us. And you know what? If you get up and dance, I won't complain. And not right now. Let's finish up. I won't be sure if we're dancing for the Cholent or the Shira. I'm not sure. But tomorrow night starts a very special opportunity. Let it taka be a time of happiness and a time of happiness and song for everybody here. And we should be zoicha to the ultimate simcha, the ultimate shira that we'll be able to sing Bizman Mashiach.